And joining us once again on the phone from Associates for Biblical Research is the director, Scott Lancer. Good morning again,
Good
Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody out there. Fred, who's there with you in the studio?
Annie is here with me.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, good morning. I heard that another voice there. I wasn't sure who that was. Good morning.
So great to have you on the air. Earlier, you told us about Associates for Biblical Research that you guys have a lot of stuff on your website, that you're finding out a lot of information about the world and all of the history there. You focused on Joshua. It sounds like you guys are like Indiana Jones, but with a Bible. But I know there's a more serious side to why you're doing what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's very important, Fred. The focus kind of popular in culture has been like an Indiana Jones adventurer that goes out and finds things. But as cool as that sounds, the work is actually, it's a scientific enterprise, and it's something that's done. In some ways, archaeological work in the field is monotonous because you're digging through layers of soil, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line is you're putting together a very careful scientific report on the sites that you're digging. So that is very important. We produce various publications, peer-reviewed things, and then we turn that into popular publishing, like our magazine, Bible and Spade, and other things as well. So when we speak about archaeology, we're sharing the cool stuff, but behind it is a lot of hard work. People are misled by adventurers who have big websites, and oftentimes their archaeological data is not accurate. And they have to, Christians especially, need to be really, really careful about that.
And you really want to use this science and these archaeological finds to really inspire God's people to trust in God's word.
That's exactly right. Our goal is to, when someone says, that Jesus didn't exist. I mean, as crazy as that sounds for some, people actually assert an idea like that. We show them, no, that can't possibly be true. Or if they say a particular city didn't exist, we show them that it does. And again, we do that by putting together a whole matrix of evidence. Some people say we don't need any evidence to believe. Well, we trust in the Lord Jesus because the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us to faith. We understand that. But he also uses evidence as well. Even Jesus used evidence. So, it's very important to understand the relationship between faith and evidence, that both are biblical, and that it's important to encourage each other to understand soundly what we believe about Jesus, his life, death, resurrection, and then the other historical events in the Bible as well.
Here's a great resource to inspire your faith and to share it with others. Go to BibleArchaeology.org. All the information is there about their publications, about their finds, about all these facts in history. BibleArchaeology.org. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, guys. It's nice to be with you.